No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. This is Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. And it also happens to be our last show of 2015, guys. So congratulations, I think, is in order.
We've made it through another one.
We did.
We survived another year with Greg.
We survived another year.
With Greg.
With me. What do you mean? You don't have to put that disclaimer on it. You just survived another year.
With you.
Okay. And that's just what's going to happen, I have a feeling. But we got a lot of stuff to cover today. I'm in a pretty festive mood. You know, we're coming through the holidays here, smack dab in the middle of them. And there's, you know, I love this time of year. I really do. And I'm looking forward to 2016. Big news happened last week or so that will affect my flight training. And I'll share that in just a bit with the crew. And you listening wherever you may be, enjoying the holidays. And happy holidays to you, by the way. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about Christmas, Christmas light decorations. And I don't know if both of you guys saw this stuff. But, you know, there's this new lighting system that kind of hit the, hit houses all across the country this year. And created some issues for pilots. Now, I didn't talk to anyone personally that had this issue. But those sky shower lights that everybody is using on their, you know, on their house to have Christmas lights.
Not everybody. I don't have any lights.
You don't have any lights?
I have no lights.
You know, this system is for you.
Yeah.
That laser shower light system that you see, you know, as seen on TV kind of thing. I mean, it's basically for schlubs like you that are too lazy. Okay, so it's for
schlubs
people
like me
that are too lazy.
Took me 5 minutes to set it all up.
Exactly. They're too lazy to put up their own damn Christmas lights. And all you have to do is point this thing at your house, and it lights it up like you have green and red speckles all over it.
Yeah. You know, a couple of months ago, was back in October, I went camping with my brothers.
Yeah.
And it's the second year that we've done it that my brother has one of those things. He's had it for years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he puts it up at the campground, and every time we go, he gets people coming up to him all the time. Hey, where'd you get that? I want one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He was selling these things for like $35.
Yeah?
I was paid $39. So, at Bath & Beyond.
He paid $10 for his.
eBay. That's what you do.
And so he's had this low, thing. And so high. He just had a whole bunch of them. He was just selling them off.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because everybody comes up to him, hey, man, that's really cool. Where'd mm-hmm. you get that? And he goes, well, here, I got one for you.
There you go, for $39 for you. But anyway, they're obviously a very popular thing. And here I thought for the Christmas holidays, pilots were going to have issues with drones flying all over the place there on Christmas morning.
Oh, Greg gets shut down.
No.
You know.
What?
I still think we're going to hear more about that.
Well, it's still early.
This is a
bigger
story.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a bigger story.
Laser lights are a bigger story.
It kind of snuck up on me. I didn't see this one coming. And I thought they
blinded by the lasers.
I was. I did think they were kind of cool, too. I mean, I can see the appeal of being able to, you know, decorate your house with the flip of a switch like Ed. And,
yeah. Do you have them on your house?
No. No, I'm over that. I used to put up so many Christmas lights that I'd have my neighbors walk by and fall into like epileptic seizures. You know, that was just that was my bar.
Christmas vacation.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But after I did that,
call him Clark Griswold,
for a few years and, you know, had
that's
to.
That's beautiful, Clark.
Yeah. Sign up for therapy and stuff. I was like, you know what? There's something wrong here. I need to stop this.
They signed up for therapy because they knew you.
Well, maybe. But.
Nothing to do with the lights.
Well, it was me putting up the lights, and I was going insane, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to quit cold
turkey.
Were
you wearing your orange shorts putting up the lights again?
No, I wasn't wearing nothing at all. That was part of the problem.
Well, that's probably why.
Especially when I get up on the roof. Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, I just stopped. I just said, no, I'm not going to do any more lights. After I saw that, you know, Budweiser light show that you found online where it dances to the music and everything, because I was like, all right, I'm done. there's no way I'm going to even come close to that. So I just said, I'm stopping, quit cold turkey, and I don't do the lights anymore. I let the kids and the wifey handle that now. And I focus on more important things, like doing just plain radio, learning to fly. How's that, sucking up to my flight instructors?
Nah.
No, they're not buying it.
Not buying it.
All right. Well, anyway, that's my story, and I'm going to just stick with it for now. But these laser lights, evidently, you know, the manufacturer or people didn't think about this being a potential problem for pilots. Now, I haven't heard any specific cases other than some of the stories that I saw in the news of the news reporter saying, hey, these laser light shows are creating problems for local aviators because we've already had the laser pointer issue. I mean, those incidents have been skyrocketing across the country. They're up like, I don't know, 300% over last year or something.
Kids.
God Great. Knows who else. No, it wasn't me. I do not own a laser pointer. Once I became a pilot, there were things I stopped doing. I didn't get a drone. I would have gotten a drone.
I own a laser pointer.
I do, too.
Do you own a laser pointer? You just work.
They're great to teach with.
We just use them responsibly in the classroom where they're supposed to be.
Well, yeah, but why would you just, you know, keep it for that when you can use it to point at the movie screen in a crowded theater or at an airliner when it's, you know, buzzing your neighborhood?
Okay. Maybe the cat.
Maybe.
It's okay. Quite entertaining.
They do make pretty cool cat toys, I admit. Yeah, I have done that. But other than that, you know, they're not really.
We saw a dog doing that the other day. We took my nephew was here with his wife and kids, mm-hmm. So we took him over to Lake Mary, yep. To this city center there where it's all lit up, and they had one of those laser things there. It's just a square pattern on the ground.
Okay.
And I got to tell you this.
This is one of the dumbest dogs ever. Well, has to be.
First of all, the dogs were, you know, checking it out, but yeah. My wife actually went down there. And she was actually putting her finger in the ground trying to feel the lights.
Okay.
I said, honey, really? Really?
Was this at the Christmas party
and
after
she hadn't
one
had
too
any
many
eggnog.
Eggnogs?
She yeah. had not had any eggnog.
Mm. I don't know if you really should have told that story.
Well, she doesn't listen to the show. I think
she doesn't listen.
Okay.
You know, even if she does, you know.
She's been married to him so long, it's kind of like, yeah, that's
in one ear, out the other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well.
So then his one-year-old nephew was doing it. I said, okay.
Okay. Just not far from the tree kind of thing?
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, the bottom line is these lasers are fun for pets and, you know, maybe your wife and that kind of thing. But they're not really ideal to use outside, obviously, because they can create a real problem for a pilot. And I've never quite understood this, but basically, when one of these lasers hits the cockpit, it just like blasts out a diffusing type of light beam. Is that what happens and blinds the pilots, or does it have to actually hit them in the eye or something? What do you know? Because I got the impression that if the laser light hits the cockpit, it like, you know, it literally lights up the entire cabin. Like maybe it's reflected off of the glass or something. Or do you know?
Well, it can on the jets. They're multi panes of glass.
Okay, so they refract some way and blast out a blinding light, and that's what creates the problem.
But if it hits your eye directly,
well, I'm sure that's
where
bad.
It really is a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it could ruin your night vision real quick. But if it hits you in the eye directly, I mean, just like if we were sitting here and hit it,
it'd be. But now, do you feel bad as a pilot setting up laser-like Christmas lights, Ed? Do you feel a little guilty like you might have created
a hazard?
No, he
was trying to get him to stop flying over his house.
Yeah, basically, you know.
Did it work, Keith?
I didn't know approach control did move the airplanes after that, but I don't know. I got to fly over sometime. I got to go to a night flight.
Now you
got to
go look at it
there and see.
And look at your display.
He's going to start calling customers. We need a night flight.
Hey, I'm game. Let's go.
You bring your checkbook, not his.
What, to pay for the fine of this loser who set up laser lights on his house that's blinding the pilots?
I'm not sure, but I think he just called you a loser.
Well, it takes one to know one.
Well, true. Birds of a feather fly together, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But, yeah,
just
I don't know.
Just have another glass of eggnog. It'll all be fine.
True. True. But, I mean, who would have thought that was honestly, do you think those things are a real issue? You don't think they're that strong?
I don't think they're that strong.
But, I mean, I wonder if they're... they'll set up sometime a type of threshold on those.
Yeah, and when I read the box, there was, you know, a certain level they were. I don't know if it's an acceptable level, but
yeah.
You know,
I don't know if they know what that is. Obviously, it's created some problems because it made the news. So somebody has been complaining about these laser
people
lights.
People complain
on
about everything.
Yeah.
Well, you think they're just complaining because they don't like the guy with the lights on his house?
Creates all the traffic. I'm so sick of it.
Maybe.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
Was that your house?
Yeah.
You've got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Griswold. I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah, and there were no lights on my house. Go figure. What was that all about? They all love me. Coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
This test today, it's important.
I got it. I'm going to make you look good up there. Don't worry, okay? Now let's get these pants off and fly some planes.
I'm learning to fly around the clouds.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. Learning to fly. Yes, it's going to happen for me in 2016. I've been saying it. I'm going to get back in the pilot seat and start flying. It's going to happen. And now it looks like, you know, one of my excuses was waiting for the third class medical to get approved by Congress. And I was starting to think this ain't ever going to happen. And so that excuse is going to hold a bit longer than I thought. But it ends up. Last couple of weeks, yeah, sure enough, the Senate, they passed the Pilot's Bill of Rights, which the third class medical is in that, right?
Yep. Pilot's Bill of Rights 2.
Pilot's Bill of Rights 2.
So what do you mean? Oh, it's an
there
amendment?
Was one, there was one that was previous.
This it's a sequel.
Has, this
sequel.
One has some better language in it to protect not only pilots, but also air agency operators like Part 141 flight schools, 121 air carriers, et cetera.
Okay.
And
well,
then it also has in it the verbiage to deal with the third class medical and reducing the requirement for it, however, not eliminating it, and that so it's not a you know yippee that it's gone. It's not gone.
Well, you don't have to get it renewed as often or something, or what? What's the deal?
You still have to get a medical before you are one time
mm-hmm.
to start your training, to solo, to get your certificate.
Okay.
So,
which I've done.
You still, yes, in your case, it does help you. However,
mm-hmm.
for people who have been waiting for this to go away, to where they can do like the sport pilot does, self-certify, there's been changes in the verbiage that have put it back in that you have to get it one time.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, say you haven't flown for 10 years, hadn't had one in 10 years, they're not going to issue you, they're not going to let you fly, you're going to have to go get another one, and then you don't have to renew after that.
Right. Okay.
And you can self-certify after
well,
that.
Well, I'm okay. It was, what, every 2 years, right?
Yeah.
So now I don't have to go back and get a third-class medical thing. Well, once it gets approved, it still has to once be signed
it,
off.
Well, it's got to go through what?
It's got to go through the House.
It's got to go through the House. It's got to get approved, and they got to work out the details of it. And then all it does is give the FAA 180 days from the time that bill comes law to make the rule go into effect.
Oh, so I still have time to wait.
Yeah, it's at least 6 months plus maybe even a year away.
Well,
it depends on what happens with Congress, because the bill doesn't have to be reintroduced into Congress. There is a bill active in Congress, but it does set back the timeline on voting on it.
Okay. Well, that doesn't help me, Ed, because I want to get back into my flight training. And I want to quit using that as an excuse.
Get your checking account ready and go get a medical.
I got, I have Keith's credit card.
No. Nope.
Gotten, incentivized or I don't know.
I've
gotten inspired by Abington's little stories from last week of her flying, throughout the Caribbean and going to all these places that I want to go.
That is not what inspired him.
What do you mean?
What inspired him?
It did inspire
I wasn't
me.
Here. What inspired him?
Well, what do you mean? That didn't inspire me. Of course.
Supermodels.
The Victoria's Secrets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. It would inspire most people, wouldn't it?
I was inspired by Abington, not the supermodels.
I was expired.
You were expired?
You expired.
He expired.
He expired. Yeah.
Well, whatever works for anybody. Whatever motivates you is a good thing.
That's pretty much what he did when I told her that it was all about her.
Yeah. He's just sucking up. He's just brown nosing. That's all he's doing.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, though, it's not going to happen right away, but it's on track.
It's on track.
Finally,
it's moving forward.
This was a huge hurdle.
Yeah.
We finally got over. So yeah. At least when they get that over, then, maybe we can get this on track. I'll get my flight training. Now, what about the other Bill of Rights stuff? Go through some of this stuff and explain it to the people that are less informed than I when you rambled off all those numbers. And, of course, I understand, but I want to make sure everyone listening understands what it means.
Remember what I just said?
Well, you were talking about the 135, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah?
Blah, blah, blah.
Talk English to us, Ed. What does all that mean? What did they do on this pilot's Bill of Rights too? Bill of Rights too?
Well, basically, there was a big presentation on it at a seminar I was at in June.
Yeah.
So I don't remember all of it, but the first pilot's Bill of Rights protected the individual pilot in regards to the FAA investigating them and how they can go about investigating them. And what the big concern was, because it was saying airmen and not certificate holder, that it would not give the same rights to the Part 121 air carrier, Part 135 air carrier, or Part 141 flight school. But the entities that hold those certificates are businesses, and the concern was the way the first one was worded, it left them out in the cold from any protection from the FAA investigating them. And not notifying them and not providing them with documentation, not providing them the appeals process and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the big add-ins into the pilot's Bill of Rights too, but talked more about is the third class medical issue.
Yeah, now it's a big portion of it.
Yeah,
Right. Okay.
That's what most of us are worried about.
But the other stuff are things like, I mean, I saw something from Bob Hoover, you know, yeah. that he was talking about one of the biggest problems with the FAA, because he had this issue back in the day when they pulled his certificate from flying in air shows, I guess.
Well, they pulled his medical certificate.
Right. And so he was talking about this as part of the press release on, hey, we got through the Senate, and yeah. there was something he was involved with.
Well, the guy from Aeronews, aeronews.net,
yeah.
Jim, he wrote a book on it back in the day when that was going on. He had Bob Hoover had, who was that lawyer? Bailey.
Beetle?
No.
Beetle Bailey?
Can't think of it, but he was a pilot,
okay,
Vietnam era pilot, and was yeah. big high power, high profile lawyer that was fighting it.
Yeah,
they eventually did get him his privileges back, but about 3 or 4 months ago, Bob Hoover saw Jim at a function, and he said, I think it was actually Oshkosh. He said, you know, Jim, we really need to pull this out and address this again, because the FAA's got way too much power when it comes to our right to fly.
Yeah.
And so they are going back and reviewing that case and showing how the FAA really can railroad somebody if one of these inspectors that gets a idea up there, you know what,
mm-hmm.
they can get away with taking away
yeah,
somebody's
very arbitrary
rights.
Type of rules and that kind of thing, not really based on.
There's no accountability in the FAA.
No.
Oh, there you go. All right. I think we know where these guys stand. We'll talk more about it next. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. Flight training professionals, FTPros.com, the website to go to and learn how to fly with those guys as your flight instructor. And I plan to make that happen for 2016. I'm getting back in the cockpit. I'm gonna learn to fly. Well, I've been making some plans behind the scenes to get my schedule worked out. These guys don't believe me, but we'll find out in a few weeks.
I believe in you, Greg.
Do you believe me?
I do.
You're just saying that? You're brown-nosing again. You're just trying to make me feel good or encouraging me or what?
I believe you can do it.
You really are? I don't hear the conviction in your voice.
Do you ever hear a whole lot of conviction in my voice?
True. I never do, actually. I can't read him. He has like a poker face and a matching monotone voice to match. That type of a delivery.
Even when in pain.
Oh, really?
Even when in pain.
Really? What, have you stabbed him?
No.
No.
My son managed to smash his fingers under a counter. And
same expression, huh?
Same expression, yes. Same calm tone.
Are we even sure he's like human? I don't know.
That may not be.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know.
Interesting. All right. Well, are there any other? Well, what I want to do is steer the plane in the direction of what do I need to get? My ducks in a row to get back in the plane. There, I want to talk about that as we approach the end of 2015.
You need to get your medical.
Well, I already have my medical. We just
is it still valid?
No.
But you need to get your medical.
If I want to, yeah, I guess I have to get my medical done.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
Yeah, if you're gonna get this done in 2016, no, you got 17. You could get it done if you waited for the third class medical.
All right, so I got to go ahead and cough up the $150 or whatever it is for the aviation.
$50.
$50. It was more than that when I went to the doctor last time.
There, you can go to places where it's as low as $50. Most of the time, it's $100.
Was it like in a back alley where, hey buddy?
Yeah,
you need a certificate. Here, I got you covered.
Something wrong with that?
Yeah, you pilot.
Know, you've been to that? The guy I'm thinking about.
Yeah, yeah.
A garage maybe.
All right, sounds like I got some notes to take. Maybe you'll learn a few things along the way with us as well. It's coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
$6 in my right nut says we're not landing in Chicago.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We are your crew as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. But there's some other things we got to talk about as opposed to that right now, and that's me. We never do talk enough about me.
It's all about Greg.
Yep. And
what our listeners don't understand that that's not just during the radio show.
Yeah, what's your point?
I'm just saying.
My New Year's resolution, actually, for 2016 is to talk more about me and to learn to fly. How about that? Can we get both of them done?
I think you've already got the first one done.
Well, we're not in 2016 yet.
Oh, I know.
We're almost. We're
but
on our last show.
Enough in this show.
2015.
You've already talked enough in this show.
There's no rollover minutes.
Oh, no rollover minutes.
So, we don't know.
I tried.
This is not AT&T.
I tried.
All right. So, you know, it's been a while since I've been doing any flight training. And I know there's a lot of other folks that are probably in the same, you know, same path as I am. That they started some flight training and for whatever reason got distracted. I had viable excuses, you know, mainly that I had to travel around the world and dive and do this radio show, that kind of thing. Very, just life gets in the way sometimes. And it's a very common theme that you experience flight training.
It is. You know, I can think one of our customers that's just now coming back. He's been off about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Really? That long?
Yeah, that he was.
I got a few more years to go.
Yeah, exactly. He was about halfway through his commercial, mm-hmm. 3/4 of the way through his commercial. He'd done his private with us, his instrument. Came in one morning and we were doing a little groundwork and he was just a little distracted. I said, Jeff, what's up? And he says, because I already knew that they were going to have a kid. And he says, we're going to have twins. And I said, you need to go home because you definitely are not on this morning. And he ended up not finishing the commercial because the twins came. And they have to travel too.
Why would you?
Well,
use
no,
that
that's his theory. So that's why he's getting back at it, is that the family can fly in the airplane and so. But it's taken him that long to get back to it. He has got his medical. So that was his first step, was get his medical.
Mm-hmm.
No, and second.
Well, the first step is what?
First
deciding
step is making the commitment.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've made
the commitment, haven't I? I've said that several times over the last 6 months that hey,
making the commitment
at
not
the beginning of the year,
committed.
In 2016, I'm gonna get back on track and get in to my flight training.
Yeah, but you said that for 2015 as well.
Well, but I said that for next year, and I didn't say that for 2015. I said that for 2016.
All right, so
at the beginning of 2015,
all right, make a commitment right now.
Yeah.
That you will finish your private pilot certificate.
Yes.
Before July of 2016.
Oh, July, really? Yeah, no, yeah, I think it's doable. I actually,
that doesn't sound like a commitment to
look,
me.
Look, no. I have been getting hammered a lot from our listeners that have emailed me and said, hey, Greg, what's the deal, man? What are, you don't got your certificate yet? And it has been wearing on me. Yes, you guys have been abusing me just as bad as Ed and Keith. And it is taking its toll. So I am here today. I've said this already before. This is not new news. I've said that I want to get back on track. Now, there's been some things behind the scenes that I had to get squared away, and we've talked about that. And I think I've got it pretty much covered now.
So are you willing to say on the air that you will have your certificate by July of 2016?
Well, that depends if you'll sign off on me or not, I guess. I have to be able to fly, right? I have to be able to do it correctly.
You have to be able to do everything correctly and pass the FAA examination.
Well, the oral and the written. Well, I already did the written.
When does it expire?
I don't even know. I'll do it again anyway, just for the heck of it. Just because I'm that dedicated to the craft. Or to the, yeah, to the plane craft.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that's, I mean, I want to do that anyway. So, yeah, that is the plan. You mentioned the medical. I'll have to get the medical. There's another thing. My eyesight has gotten a little worse since I was flying, so I got to go check out some things with the optometrist and get that fixed, which I don't know if that'll affect. I got to get that and then do the medical, right? He'll have to say, okay, yeah, you're going to have to wear those glasses now, you big dummy.
Yeah, you need to get that before you come in the medical.
But I've already...
And I also recommend, because you've got a couple... issues with the medical. You have to have some paperwork for them for the medications that you take. Like I take the high blood pressure medication. So before I go in for my medical, I've got to go to my regular physician and get a letter from them and paperwork from them documenting that it is under control.
Yeah.
So you've got those hoops that you got to jump through.
Well, none of that's changed for me.
Well, I know it's not a change, but you have to have a current letter from your current physician saying that it is controlled and that...
He always stays away from me for about a week before he goes to his doctor.
Yeah, absolutely, because my blood pressure is like 20 points lower.
And really, that's what it is?
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Mm. Part of it. What is the other part?
I stay away from you.
Is he infectious? Well, that's just an hour every week.
I don't fly with you before I go to my medical. That keeps my blood pressure down.
Are you kidding? What do you mean? I think I'm pretty easygoing. Keith's is pretty easygoing, too. I think me and Keith got the right vibe, Ed, and this might be all about you.
No.
No?
Wow. Greg just said something that's not all about him. He said it's all about you. Take it and run.
All right. Folks, I'm glad to have you here today on my radio show, because it's now all about me. Captain Ed.
Oh, no. Okay. We'll keep going and talk about more about me. No, that's fine. But
you do notice, Keith, because it is all about him. He's got his diver's award sitting right in front of us.
Well, I'm trying to inspire you guys. If anything,
I can bring my Flight Instructor of the Year award, and it was probably like twice the size of that.
All right. Hold on. Now, see, I'm going to flip this on you.
That's because everything shrinks in the water.
All that stuff, all the stuff in this studio that is dive related because of our scuba radio show is there to inspire you two to learn to dive. So I'll get my pilot's license.
I already have mine.
Yeah, but you haven't dived in like years.
I have it.
I know. So here's your chance.
Why would I want to do that?
Because you could use this as motivation for me to learn to fly. I'll learn to fly. You get back in the water and dive, and then we can fly to these dive destinations.
I'll make you a deal.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You'll learn how to swim?
Well, that would be a good deal. Yeah. That'd be a good step.
I'll learn how to swim before July.
If
you'll get your certificate before
July. Done deal. It is written in, well, it's recorded. So there you go. All right. So, for those folks who don't know, Captain Keith never learned to swim, which is kind of a prerequisite for scuba diving.
Yeah.
I am a dive instructor. I have offered to certify both these guys. And Ed's already certified, but you just haven't dived in a long, long time. Yeah. So that, because so you kind of need a refresher.
I got married, had kids, and, you know.
Oh, excuses. Next thing you know, you're going to say,
it was neat. I saw a shark on my third dive, saw a barracuda. Why do I need to go back for anything more?
Are you kidding me, really?
No, I'm serious.
You haven't dived. You haven't dived.
See, I want to learn to dive so that I can hang around with Abington some more.
Well, that
she
would
sounds
help.
Like she goes to some pretty nice places.
She does indeed. And I can tell you where to go. And then we'll go dive some, too. But,
I want to go dive with her in the champagne bottle. Not you, her.
Oh, and Champagne Reef in Dominica. Yes. Yeah. Well, I'll point you in the right direction. You got to find that place. You got to know people that know people to get to those.
I do. I know Abington.
Well, she doesn't even know where to go. She just went there because of a friend of mine that I said you need to take her over there so she would look at. So I took care of her in Dominica. But I know a lot of people in the diving world. So how about that? That sounds like a pretty good deal. And then once
so we
all
on?
Get up on,
so
you know,
are we
I,
on?
Yeah, I think we're on. So what we do? I'll get my certificate, my flight certificate.
So
you
I
guys get your diving caught up,
waiver,
and then
wait, no, not that you thing. This is not a me and you.
Yeah,
thing.
But
this
then we can travel and go.
Thing.
Wait, Ed, you could come too. We could go over to the Bahamas or Dominica and do a little fun little dive. It'd be awesome, man. The three pals, three amigos, going in and taking on the world.
Well,
when you put it that way,
I think he's curly.
Well, it's an idea, maybe a bad one, but it's one we're going to kind of stick to for now and see how it progresses through 2016. And, of course, you can follow our progress right here on Just Plain Radio. More coming up.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive.
Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations.
Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night.
Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I was flying. I was flying.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Hate to go.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. All right, so they're going to dive, I'm going to fly, and then we're going to meet together and go fly around and dive together as one big three amigo family of crazy, wacky funsters.
At least we're not. We've graduated to Steve Martin and Martin Short, and who was the other one on Three Amigos?
Steve Martin, Martin Short.
There was one other.
Chevy one. Chase.
Chevy Chase, that's yeah. it. That's
there you
it.
Go.
Well, he's got to be Chevy Chase. He's the only one tall enough to be Chevy Chase.
Okay. All right, if you say so.
Okay, so we've graduated from this Three Stooges and Three Amigos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you want to get back into flying.
Yeah, I'll go to my optometrist. I'll get my eyes fixed up and make sure I got my prescription set. And then I'll go get my medical from the aviation doc.
Okay.
Get that squared away. And okay. I'd probably do that in January or, you know, short right after we get through the first of the year. I'll get that scheduled. Okay. And then what do we got to do? We just got to start scheduling.
You need to start reading.
Reading? Well, I read all the time.
You need to start going back through the online ground training.
Right.
At phase one.
Okay. Back to my King School thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Phase one.
Sense. Yeah.
Through phase five.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's going to remind you of the knowledge you need to fly the airplane solo.
Right. Well, it's been, what, a couple years, year and a half
mm-hmm.
since I've been doing this stuff.
But the beautiful thing is when you go online, you log in, it'll be any new information's been changed since then, it'll be added into the course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It'll say, Greg, where the hell you been?
Yeah, you're probably going to have to call them and have your password reset.
Well, that's that kind of stinks, but whatever. All right.
So, yeah. But that would be where you would start. So you don't start climbing in an airplane. You start by opening the books.
Well, I could start on my
If you're going onto your sim, you need to be practicing the proper procedures. So you need to go through and review the standard operating procedures that are part of the
refresh my flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do some
practice
chair flying.
Your checklist. Do some chair flying. That's where you start.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe I don't know, go back to Fork Flight, take a look at that too, because they've come out with a lot
of
updates. There's
so much new with Fork Flight. In fact, actually, they've got now a logbook.
Oh, that's right.
A logbook app. It's a couple
just came out.
Hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Evidently, from what Tom Haynes at AOPA has already gotten a look at it and is pretty impressed with it.
Yeah.
And that's something I'm planning on checking out as well.
Played with that yet?
No, I haven't. The one thing I don't know is I've got to get it and play with it, but I don't know if they've included in there the required endorsements for a pilot certificate or not, and that's one of the things that we need for sure.
Wait, you don't know if it has pilot endorsements in it?
Yeah, like when I signed your logbook for your first solo or the solo cross countries.
Mm-hmm.
Having those in there in a cut and paste format to where I can just dump them in the right location, fill your name in, and sign my name saves a lot of time.
I would think, knowing how creative they are at Fork Flight, it's probably a little emoji.
Well, emoji I don't think it's there yet from what Tom said.
No?
And far as I know, right now, none of the online logbooks have this yet. And I have discussed it with the FAA. They will accept the electronic logbooks as long as they can show the training to the examiner when they've taken the check ride. But they said the endorsements have to be in there, the proper wording that comes straight out of the advisory circular. And it's really just setting up some kind of cut and paste function to pick the one you want, drop it in where it's supposed to go, put the customer's name in it, and do the
little smiley face emoji.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be tough to solve. And I bet you anything, Tyson and those guys can solve it.
Yeah.
They with everything else they've done.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
also have
cool.
this whole new weather format, which is super simple to follow.
Yeah.
That even you will now be able to follow.
Well, I'm still going to have to go through all the paperwork as far as planning out a flight like we did.
Yes, that has not changed.
That doesn't change. You still got to do it, longhand, so to speak.
Yep. And that's because we want you to understand what's going on behind the glass.
Of course.
After you get your license in 2017, mm-hmm. then we will take you on a
2016. Get your dates right.
that we will then take you on some flights and show you how to use Fork Flight to replace that.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
That's
but the logbook
2017
thing,
when you get your certificate.
Yeah. But the logbook thing, you basically would plan out your flight and it'll just automatically dump it into your logbook, right?
Well, yeah. You plan out your flight and you have to hit the fly now button and it'll start recording it and dump it into the logbook. And as long as it's great when you have Fork Flight with you and you're flying with Fork Flight on a regular basis. I don't. I have Fork Flight on my phone, but I don't have it open, or I don't always have my iPad in the airplane for local flights, so it really wouldn't help me. I'd have to start carrying it and turning it on every flight. So,
what's a logbook?
We're not going to go there.
You have to have a logbook. What do you mean?
We do.
Why did you say what's a logbook? You sound like a diver that doesn't log his dive.
All you have to do is you have to show your last currency.
Yeah.
You don't have to show your logbook anymore?
You've always had to show your logbook, but all you have to have in your logbook is currency of flight. I don't have to log every flight I fly. Most people do.
In training,
you have to, when you're in training towards a certificate or rating, you need to log all the flights leading up to that certificate or rating.
Got
Once
it.
You have your certificate, You just have to log the number of flights and landings required for currency.
Okay.
Sounds like quiz time. What would that be?
What is the currency?
Yeah.
Well, every 90 days, you have to do three night flights. Is it 90 days or 60?
There's a night 90. Requirement and a day requirement.
The night requirement is three takeoffs and landings at night.
Okay.
And that's 90 days, isn't it?
And that's 90 days.
Yeah.
So, and then you have the day currency.
I got half. Just stop there. My God, what do you want from me?
You only got half of the half there.
I'll take it.
The night have to be to a full stop.
Just remember that when I'm your dive instructor.
Bring it on.
I'm going to so cut his air hose. And we'll leave it at that for our last show of 2015. Till next week, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
I can't breathe.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.